Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. The government hosted European and Arab countries for high-level talks in Madrid yesterday in an effort to pressure Israel to stop its military offensive in Gaza and move forward with a two-state solution. The only interest is that all of us who are gathered here today is to stop the unjust, cruel, inhumane war, to break the blockade of humanitarian aid and to move definitively towards a two-state solution. So Foreign Affairs Minister José Manuel Álvarez told the media ahead of the meeting of 20 countries. Álvarez referred to Gaza as an open wound in humanity. Yesterday's meeting marked the fifth time the group of diplomats sat together and comes ahead of a high-level UN conference on the two-state solution, which France and Saudi Arabia will host in New York in the middle of next month. Airbnb recently announced plans to appeal a High Court ruling ordering the short-term rental platform to remove nearly 66,000 Spanish listings from its website. The government has called for the removal of the listings on the grounds that they breach regulations for tourist accommodation. The Minister of Consumer Affairs said the rental properties in question had violated various norms regarding housing for tourist use. According to the ministry, the properties did not provide a proper licence number or specify the owner's legal status. Police are hunting a British man after his van was found abandoned at a viewpoint on the coast. The 24-year-old was named locally last night as Matthew Chapman from Manchester, almost a month on from his family reporting him missing on April 30th. Earlier this week, police launched a two-day search near Tossa de Mar involving a helicopter and drones before calling it off eventually on Thursday. Mr. Chapman had travelled to France on May 1st on the Eurotunnel and spent time in Portugal and Spain before his mobile phone signal petered out around 60 miles north of Barcelona. The rise in industrial prices over a 12-month period slowed in April on cheaper energy, so the National Statistics Institute said this morning. The industrial price index rose an annual 1.9% in April, down from a revised 4.6% increase in the 12 months through March. Industrial prices fell 2.9% in April, driven by the decline in electricity prices and refined oil products. And Alex Palou took the ceremonial swig of milk in the victory lane at the Indianapolis 500 yesterday. The first Spaniard to win the greatest spectacle in racing as it's known, then took a victory lap with his entourage around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the back of a pickup truck. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.